Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Welcome to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Our guest today is the multi-talented Dr. Rosangela Bertrand Casanovas. When I met Rosa several months ago, I was captivated by her warmth and sincerity. Every time I communicate with her, I realize how much we have in common. Rosa is also a professor, but a professor of languages. She is certified in 5 different languages and dabbles in many others. Like me, she has transformed into the healing arts, but via a different modality, mainly tapping, and she's also a success coach. Just as Rosa is with languages, she is with healing modalities. She has studied many of them. Let's welcome Rosa to the show so she can tell her own story of where she came from and how she transitioned into healing. And she's calling in all the way from Spain. Hi, Rosa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, and thank you for welcoming me. I'm really happy to be here with you tonight. And and I'd like to say hello to everybody.
Oh, yes, thank you. So tell us, Rosa, how you came into transitioning from a language professor into a healer.
After many years of gratitude, I must say, since I have started teaching, I have received continuously signs of gratitude from the students. And this has made me think at one point, because in I thought that for me, life was being happy in the class, making people happy, letting them express themselves, being themselves, and spontaneously creating this atmosphere of joy. But then this continuous signs of gratitude, things like, I think the one that made me make the shift was one day they came with a very big bunch of roses, orange color, and in the first pause of the class, because it was long classes, everybody kissed me, and I felt like, I don't know, I said to them, well, this is for opera singers or something like that.
So your students loved you. They gave you roses. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, several times I have had this kind of experiences. But that time it was too much. And it was the same year that my best friend died and my mother died too. So I think I was in a very sensible to the communication in general and how to rethink life and so on. So I understood that they were telling me, you have to help the world, not the university. So I felt like kicked out of the university. So that's why I took the plane. I took the plane and came to America because I was already passionate of EFT. And I thought, well, I got to do something bigger. That was the sign, the message from my students. So then I went to America. And then I wanted absolutely to follow EFT. And then I went to an event of Margaret Lynch, and there I understood I was a coach. After a very few days, I just took the plane from Fort Lauderdale to San Francisco and started studying tapping. And I had to follow it until the end. So I stayed for some months in America. Yes.
You just left your job in Spain and you stayed in America to learn all about tapping so you could help other people. So
yes.
you told me yesterday that you did the Gerson therapy. So why did you do that?
Oh, that was 10 years ago. I had these calcifications. And then, of course, I would have never followed the chemotherapy and things like that, because I always have been very sensitive, very sensible to chemicals and so on. So, and also because I personally don't like it. I went to. I was followed by an oncologist that is a friend of mine, but it was very clear for me that I had to follow what it was best for me at that time, that was the Gerson therapy. So I did it on my own, believe it or not, during 5 months, because I just was here. I mean, I did it without going to San Diego and,
Yeah, so just for our listeners to realize, the Gerson therapy is about 100 years old, and it is to help clear and detox the body, especially when there are cancers. And there's been a lot of controversy in the United States over the Gerson therapy. They basically can't say they cure cancer, but the usual conventional medicine has us believe that cancer is a series of miserable, expensive therapies that make us throw up and get sick, and often a death sentence. So that's all we have time for. So I want to remind all our listeners before the break that you are listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. And today our guest is the multi-talented Dr. Rosangelina Bertrand Casanovas. We'll be diving deeper into her healing practice, where you'll hear some things that you can do personally to help yourself feel great.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your health is your wealth. Your prosperity is tied directly into your personal energy and health. Are you ready for abundance? Dr. Anastasia Chopless is the scientific healer, author, speaker, and teacher dedicated to helping you live your most energized and healthy life. Go to www.scientifichealer.com now and sign up for Anastasia's free powerful healing audio and weekly newsletter. Let's get you going with training, mentoring, and support to energize you to your healthiest and most abundant life.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
I want to remind you, you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. Before the break, we were talking about how Rosa Bertrand developed her passion for natural energy healing. She has a big mission in life and helps people all over the world. Let's get more specific on what people can do for themselves. Welcome back, Rosa. Now, tell me a story about what you do helps people.
How I help people.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of healing that I provide is with inner work, dealing both with your dark and your light side with EFT is one way, with success coaching and tapping into wealth coaching as a EFT as a mind-body technique, success coaching working with both subconscious and conscious mind, and tapping into wealth, helping wealth overcome wealth blocks for example, financial trauma or dealing with money pain that very often is wired in our nervous system. I often use EFT or tapping for providing inner transformation. And this has results in the outer world as well, in relationships, in work, and the role of who we truly are in society. That often changes with this.
So do you have an example of a story, like what happened before and then what happened after you helped them work through their issues? I know tapping is super powerful. I know a lot of people absolutely love it.
Yeah. I can tell you a couple of cases very shortly. One, working with tapping into wealth, I had a client that just stopped stuttering, you know, and we didn't work on that. We were working on his financial trauma, so and of course using EFT, and then he stopped stuttering. You say this in English, right? When you cannot talk very well and you are like that, no?
Yes, exactly. It's like the words don't come out. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it opened her up in such a way that the words just started to flow out and then the wealth started to flow in. Is that also what happened?
Yeah, well, I actually asked him because I could see that he had done a vow of being invisible. And then I have asked him, when did that start? When did you start becoming invisible? And then he went to childhood and about 4 or 5 years old, I don't know, when he went to school, and every time he was opening his mouth, everybody was laughing. So from then, he decided to just not talk. So he became invisible inside. So then I proposed him the path of what I call recognition, because I find out that many of us, we do this vow unconsciously. And then I suggest this, what I call personally path of recognition. So who you truly are, who is inside you. So, and then we were talking about financial trauma and so on. And then after some three sessions, I think it was, the girl, because it was a couple we were doing with a couple, said, "Have you noticed that he's not stuttering anymore?" I said, "Wow."
That's really awesome. Because people get so embarrassed, they don't want to talk, so they make themselves invisible by not speaking because of their shame of having that stuttering problem.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. So you said you had another story?
Yeah. That other story was in California, and it was a woman that it was the first session. And I said, "Well, what is your problem?" And she said, "I have all my emotions are blocked." And then starting to understand how come and so on, she said, "Well, I had my period at 21, a little bit late, right?" And then I asked her, "Well, what happened when you were 14? Because you know that we have a 7-year cycle, no, hormonal cycles, right?" And then she answered, she explained that she has been abused by the father and so on. So then she was simply in panic. So, and she could, her body could not express until a complete cycle was repressed. I mean, until 21, right? So, yeah. And then the conversation started like that, and we just stopped on that. And then with only one session, she felt total relief, and she felt that she became in contact again with her emotions. And for me, this was such a gift. This was a miracle, right?
Yes, absolutely. And isn't that interesting how what happens in the body plays out through the emotions and vice versa? So whatever emotions are happening plays out also in the body. And so these little things, these little characteristics that we have that are, you know, quirks, are actually, many of them are related to an emotional blockage that tapping helps relieve.
Yeah.
You know, that relief, the relief comes from hitting in certain places and letting the emotions go, because that's where we tend to store them. That's what I understand about tapping. It's like an acupressure technique.
Yes.
Helps
exactly.
Open that up. Right. So what are some tips that you would offer to help someone who's feeling sad or distressed over some sort of emotional issue?
Well, sad or depressed, first of all, I would embrace this feeling of sadness or depression. And I would, recognize why, no, the reason, right? Many times it can be because we don't express, for example, anger. And then if we don't punch a pillow or shout or take this anger away, this anger becomes sadness. So I would embrace this feeling of sadness and recognize that, if it's not this endogenous depression, right? I talk more about, because I'm not a therapist, but I help, but I'm not a therapist. I'm talking about the kind of depression of which is that one, no? That comes for concrete reasons, no?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, not pathological, something that's built into the body, but something that there is a reason, an event happened and it created a problem. So sometimes we get angry, like you say, that sometimes we get angry over something and we don't want to admit that we're angry, so we hold it inside and it transforms itself. It actually wreaks havoc on the body. And that's what's mm-hmm. so great about the tapping, because anyone can do it. It's not like mm-hmm. you need any special skill. You feeling this mm-hmm. way and you tap. So
exactly.
That's what's so wonderful about some of these healing modalities, is that everyone can do them. We all have the same equipment, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, I would say I would do the setup, because we do this setup always in tapping. I would say tapping in our karate tuck point. You know, the karate point that in the West they can break even a stone, no? That point that redirects our energy. I would say, even though I'm sad, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I am feeling this sadness, and it's a heavy problem for me, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Those are beautiful sentiments, because if you say, even though I'm feeling, and then you put in what negative feeling you are, I completely love and accept myself, as soon as you say that, I can feel the energy shifting. And when people are actually saying it. And one good thing to do is to smile while you're saying it, right?
Well, I think it's wonderful if you smile. I do it often automatically, because if you start already from love and acceptance, you have already win the game. I mean, love and acceptance is is basic for being happy, for existing.
So that's your main modality is tapping, and you have and coaching. Do you have? I know that you've studied many other modalities. Do you wrap some of those others into the coaching work that you do?
Yes. Well, I simply wanted to tell that for this thing, I didn't finish that one. It was just to suggest when you do this karate checkpoint and you love and accept yourself and you smile, as you say, and then you go through the points, there are some meridian points, and then you just voice whatever is making you sad. And after that, you see, when you see deeply in your sadness, you will see the shift in you, because you can see also your happiness, right? And then that shift is what is healing.
Yes, of course, because most of us try to push the sadness or the depression or some whatever distress we're feeling, we try to push it down. And by opening it up and bringing it into the light, it helps diffuse it a lot faster. So
yes.
I love that. I love that. So how can people find you?
Well, I have a website. It's called rosabertran.com. And
let's spell it for the. It's rosabertran.com. Rosa Bertran. And so tell us what they'll find when they get there.
What they will find? They will see who I am. There's a home page. There's a welcoming page. There's a about. There's coaching. And there is my Skype number, my email.
Perfect. So people can get in touch with you really, really easily.
Yeah, just go to rosabertran.com.
Yeah, and I'm really curious. You told me that you think that personal power has to do with healing. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. As I told you before about this vow of invisibility, for me this is very, very important. This vow we make it in the third chakra, which is exactly where our personal power is, right? Second and third.
Yeah, absolutely. It feeds most of our organs. It needs to be open, otherwise we have no oomph.
Exactly. So now it comes automatically to me to ask the persons, no, if they have done this vow. And it's much more common that what we can think. When they start explaining when they hide and how they hide and why they hide, And in the other hand, who they are, is a revolution in this power center for them, right? Which is also measurable with tapping, by the way. I always suggest this path that I was telling you of recognition, which means from now on I will do a kind of a list or conscious awareness about who I am and every little sign that is serving to me to define who I really am. I will put it on the list, standing and having a new perspective, a clean perspective, and exactly clean, because nobody's going to interfere in this. So I'm going to understand more who I truly am. That's part of recognition.
Yes, that's totally beautiful, and I love that we wrapped up with that. So thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis and our guest, Dr. Rose Angela Bertran Casanovas, for sharing her passion for helping people to get happy and healthy. You can connect with her at rosabertrand.com. Let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for my newsletter and get my powerful healing audio for releasing stress so you can get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Mark your calendars for next week so you can join us for another powerful conversation, this time with Terry Christine, an amazing intuitive coach and psychic medium on Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless, hosted on Vivid Life Radio.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. To feel and look younger and more energized today, go to www.scientifichealer.com and get your free powerful healing audio. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now, take a deep breath before you go about your day.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your health is your wealth. Your prosperity is tied directly into your personal energy and health. Are you ready for abundance? Dr. Anastasia Chopless is the scientific healer, author, speaker, and teacher dedicated to helping you live your most energized and healthy life. Go to www.scientifichealer.com now and sign up for Anastasia's free powerful healing audio and weekly newsletter. Let's get you going with training, mentoring, and support to energize you to your healthiest and most abundant life.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.